Shubhodaya. Welcome all. We have been covering the rules and regulations are to be followed in order to succeed in yoga practice. The rules and regulations are covered in Ashtanga Yoga. In Patanjali, Patanjali talks about Ashtanga Yoga and he starts off with rules and regulations. Rules and regulations are the foundation of yoga. Before you build up a castle, your foundation should be strong. And Yama and Niyamas are talking about that one. Yama, 5 in number. Niyama, 5 in number. Yama talks about in order to, you have to add value to the community. To add value to the community, to add value to others, what are the qualities you need to acquire? You need to have some qualities before you can add value to others' lives and value to yourself also. 5 in number, Ahimsa, Satya, Asteya, Brahmacharya and Aparigraha. And 5 values, before I add value to others, to value to myself, I need to have those qualities. I should enrich my personality. They are called as niyamas. Niyama, when the Patanjali, he talks about ete jati desha kala samaya vachinna sarvabhoma mahavratam. These rules and regulations, it has to be followed irrespective of the religion, irrespective of the time, irrespective of the country, irrespective of time duration, whether childhood, adult or it's old age, all time, all religion, all countries, it applies to all humans. And people have to follow this one. Sarvabhauma, everywhere, people must follow for harmonious living with the society. To have if you want a harmony in the society, everyone must follow as a mahavratam. All the other vratas we may follow, but if you do not have these mahavrata, yama and niyama, all vratas are meaningless. All vratas becomes meaningless. 5 niyamas we touched upon shaucha, we touched upon santosha and tapas. I touched upon tapas last week. Shaucha is purity. We touched upon shaucha, santosha, contentment. And tapas is austerity. I touched upon that one last week. And another dimension of tapas. Tapa, if you want to go up in your life, you have to do tapas. Tapa, 2 letters. In Sanskrita, tapa, if you do not do tapas, it becomes reverse. Pata, pata means fall. If you do not want to fall down in your life, and if you want to go up in your life, you have to do tapas. Tapas, and behind any achiever, any great achiever, there is a lot of tapas has gone behind that one. And tapas is like the flower. I need to have sustained effort. I want to become a successful in my life and I want to get quick success, quick reward. And it is like plucking a flower and the flower has just come out of a tree. Out of eagerness, keenness, I want to get a quick reward. I want to be successful in my life. Out of keenness, I pluck the flower. Without waiting for the flower to convert that one into fruit. Had I allowed more, had I continued more sadhana, more practice, and the flower which has come out in my life, and it would have become a fruit. Out of keenness, I pluck that one. And we don't have enough sustained effort. And to do the sustained effort, and we compare ourselves. Always we take others' opinion more important than having my own conviction. We depend on others, what they think. If a flower, if a, some trees bear beautiful flowers, red color, big flowers, and the, whereas mango flower is very tiny, mango flower, and though it is tiny, I start grieving. Oh, my flower is so small, that tree's flower is so big, so bright, and it's so colorful. Everyone is taking a photo of this one. This is a mango tree flowers. Small, nobody is taking a picture. We compare ourselves to others and we are not satisfied within. But those big flowers, they don't bear the fruit, whereas the mango flower, this small flower may be, over the time, those small flowers are converted into mango, and when the mango fruit comes out, tasty mangoes, the value of the mango tree goes up. But whereas the other one, only bright flower but no fruit, this mango fruit, it has become, the value of the fruit has gone up. How? Because I trusted myself. I did not compare myself with others. Do not compare yourself with others. Have a sustained practice. Do not give up. That is called as tapas. Tapas, continue the tapas. And to do the tapas, our objective should be clear. Objective should be noble in our life. The goal should be noble. If my goal itself is wrong, I am doing something for destroying others and only for my personal benefit. I don't care about the environment. I don't care about others. Only me. If I do that one, whatever I am doing that one, it will become a burden for myself. The tapas, what you are doing, it should bring in good to others. Good to others also. For that, your goal also should be noble. Goal also should be auspicious, noble, divine. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about Devan Yajante Satvika Bhavan Yaksha Rakshansi Bharatam Pretan Bhuta Guna Ganans Chanye Yajante Tamasajanaha Ejante Satvika Bhavan. The divine Satvika people, Ejante Satvika Devan. Ejante Satvika Devan. The noble people, they invoke their goal behind their austerity. Ejante Satvika Devan. Only the noble, good, auspicious. The motive behind their austerity is good. Yaksha Rakshansi Bharata. Rajasa, the people who wants a quick result, quick outcome, they invoke, they resort to influential people who are well connected, and motive, the means is not important, goal is important for the Rajasic, other type of people. For the negative people, they invoke the sorcery and black magic and negative forces to achieve their goal. And Satvika, tapas, what it is talking about? Invoke, Ejante Satvika Devan. Have a noble goal, noble aspiration behind your life. Then do the sadhana like a mango flower. It will become, it will bear in a tree of your life, slowly start bearing many fruits, and initially many flowers may wither out, but as you continue the sadhana, many flowers, we don't give up if flowers are falling down, and sustained effort, the flowers, when it becomes a fruit, your life, tree of your life, will be of use for thousands of people. Otherwise, it will be like a show, other tree, only the big flowers. It is of no use for yourself, and no fruit, and no use for others. And sustained effort with a noble aspiration, when it starts bearing, your tree of your life will be of use, benefit for thousands of people. And in Valmiki talks about the benefit of tapas. The when you start doing the tapas, sustained effort behind, not getting daunted by the failures, continued effort. When you start doing that one, you don't squander your energy by unnecessarily talking and chit-chatting and recreating. You observe silence. When you what is the purpose of observing the silence? Your speech quality goes up. People long to hear what you are talking about. And your if you want to become an eloquent speaker, if you want to have a power in your talk, observe tapas. And if you, that's a secret behind a great orator, is observe silence. Do the tapas. And introspection, go within, then whatever comes out, it will have a weight. And if you want to become a great orator, great communicator, if you want to motivate thousands of people, observe tapas, so that you will be able to inspire thousands of people as you travel in your life. We'll touch upon another dimension of tapas next week. Lie down.